Welcome to Education Today. Education Today is aired at 11:20 a.m. from Monday to Friday, live on AM 846 in Beijing and other overseas stations. I'm Wu Yao. First of all, for the new college graduates who are going to enter the job market, resume is a must. How do you write a decent resume? What are the special items that you need to pay attention to? For more, I talked with Ruben van den Boer, senior consultant and leader of a specialist recruitment team of RMG Selection, an international HR consultancy firm. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning, hi.
So first of all, about the format of the resume, do you suggest the students make it more formal or special?Some students would even change the color of the paper from white into pink or black. And about different sections, usually they are name, education, activities, and experiences, and so on. Some would also cut items or add more. Is it a case of the more, the better?
Great. That's a good question. I would say it's the opposite. It's not more, the better. It's less, it's more. Really, especially for students who have little or even no experience,It has no sense to make it 2, 3 or more pages. Really, one page, and formal or special, it's about how simple. It should be really simple to read by the HR manager or the line manager. And it should be formal. Of course, it should not be some Weibo or something. It should be formal. You can use colors, but don't overdo it. You know, you can make a line in a particular color to make it more...personal, etc., but make sure that the information on there is easy to read and it's easily for the reader to receive your information, right? So, of course, you should put your name there, your education, activities, experience. Mm-hmm. You can also tell a little bit about your hobbies, mm-hmm. especially if you're just a graduate, or the extra activities you did, or your life model, etc., But make sure, for example, if you put your experience there or if you put your activities there, that you don't make a long story about what you did. Just make 3 or maybe 4 if it's really important, but really 3 bullet points with mm-hmm. your major responsibilities. Again, people should understand a CV is not for you to get a job. A CV is to get the attention of the reader.To invite you for an interview, mm-hmm. right? And during the interview, you can explain more about what you did, your responsibilities in a story. But a CV is really bullet points, simple to read, one page, you know, HR managers or even we as recruiters, we read a CV for maybe 5 to 10 seconds. We mm-hmm. don't have more time. So in 5 to 10 seconds, we want to have this attention from the CV.Right, and then we go into more detail, and then we pick up the phone to call them and invite them for an interview, right? Mm-hmm. So for the people listening, it's really important to make it one page max, right? Really simple. You can put a picture there, but make it a professional picture mm-hmm. and only put the major things there. Mm-hmm. And don't lie, right? And really, it's really simple. The more you put on there, the more information that is not really relevant.Mm-hmm. Right, so make sure that you cut it down, you look at your profile 2, 3, 4 times, you talk to your teacher, talk to your parents or whatever, and then the final one should have only the most important information, mm-hmm. the most crucial information for that specific job you can apply for. That's mm-hmm. the key.
As a follow-up question, talking about different items, how many items should the students write and what are they?
The items, of course, like,your name, your education, your activities, experience, mm-hmm. right? Especially like the extra activities you did during your student life, like being a part of a board or a committee or awards, if you do a national level with some competitions, right? That you can put on there, right? Mm-hmm. But again, don't put on other projects you did that were compulsory from the university, right? Mm-hmm. Only the things you did extra as mm-hmm. a volunteer,Mm-hmm. and that really makes sense for the job, mm-hmm. right? That kind of things. And then, of course, you can say a little bit about your hobbies, right? But also make it not in a story, but really in bullet points. Sometimes it attracts companies if you put like a live motto mm-hmm. or et cetera, but really keep in the hard information to get attention, right? Mm-hmm. And again, if you put on your activities, and you want to explain what did you do, don't make a whole story with every single project of every week you did this, but really two or three lines, or maybe even one line, mm-hmm. like in general, what did you do? And mm-hmm. then during the interview, you can explain more, right? And that's also the key. So that are the items, right, mm-hmm. You can put on there. You can make it a little bit personal, mm-hmm. but the key information should be there, mm-hmm. and the rest should be a little bit secondary, basically, mm-hmm. yes.
So one of the items, like education, about the education sector's timeline, when should they start, from the high school?
I would say no. I'm from Europe, so mm-hmm. I know in Europe it's not relevant at all. Mm-hmm. And I discuss with my Chinese colleagues, and they say, well, high school, of course, is important for your development, mm-hmm. but for a company, only your major and the school of your university is important, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. One exception could be if you did your high school for one reason or the other abroad, right? That could be an extra. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it would say, don't put it on there. Because, again, it's wasted information, basically, wasted space. Mm-hmm. And it's not relevant for most employees, yeah. Mm-hmm. Employers, sorry, yeah.
About another important item, about activities. Since mm-hmm. most students don't have too much work experiences, so what kind of activities should the students write on their resume? And should it be position-oriented, or can they include all charming activities they have participated in?
Great. Again, a good question, right? And I think it happens a lot, you know, especially people don't have work experience and they want to fill up their CV and blah, blah, blah. Again, it should be simple and one page. So only put activities there that are really extra and really give value to an employer, right? Like mm-hmm. Volunteering activities, like organizing an event or being in a committee or being in an organization or having awards of a national level competition. That kind of things you can put on there, right? Mm-hmm. But really make sure that it's things that give more value, mm-hmm. right? Don't put all the projects you did that were compulsory for your university, because that doesn't make sense. I mean, every student did that. And the interview will find out during the interview, mm-hmm. right? And if you say it should be position-oriented, mm-hmm. or should you put all the information of every activity you did, mm-hmm. of course, like, you should put your position there, because your title should already say something about the activity you did.
Yes.
Right? If
mm-hmm.
you're board member of social activity, mm-hmm. then you did a lot of social activities. Mm-hmm. And then you put only one line mm-hmm. with a general description of what you did. Mm-hmm. Right? Not a long story, not a lot of bullet points, because it's only, like, it wastes a lot of space on your CV. Mm-hmm. And it's really to catch the interest. And then you can go into more detail if mm-hmm. you have the interview. Another point I want to make about activities mm-hmm. and also about internships, etc. Mm-hmm. If it's only 10 days or whatever, don't put it on there, mm-hmm. right? Because it doesn't really make sense. So only put really the things you really participate in and you really had, like, really some voice in, because otherwise you will fail during the interview because you raised too many expectations in your CV, yes?
That is Ruben van der Boer, senior consultant and the leader of a specialist recruitment team of RMG Selection.